Hi, this is Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day. When Jesus begins his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, he starts by providing a picture of what a true disciple would look like. What would characterize those who would follow him? Let's take a look at these verses, often called the Beatitudes, to see the description that Jesus provides. Verse 3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." To be poor in spirit means to understand that we bring nothing to God spiritually. No merit, no spiritual wealth. God gives us everything we need, forgiveness, healing, and salvation through Jesus. Our role is not to contribute, but to trust. Trust who He is, trust what He has done, and trust that He alone can save us. Being a disciple of Jesus starts here. If we don't understand this, we'll spend our lives trying to earn what only can be received from God. Verse 4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." This mourning is not a general sadness, but it is a grief over our sin, a sign of real repentance. When we realize that we can do nothing to gain our salvation, then we must also realize that Jesus had to pay for all of our sin, and we should mourn over the suffering we have caused him. Verse 5, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Meekness is not weakness, but rather is strength surrendered. When we understand the first two Beatitudes, then meekness, surrendering our strength to God's will, should be the next step. The meek person is not self-serving, quarrelsome, or ambitious, but instead uses what God has given them to follow Jesus. They will willingly set aside their rights, power, and control because they trust that God's way is better than their own way. Verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." As we surrender ourselves to God, God changes us, and we will desire His righteousness. To hunger and thirst isn't a casual interest. No, it is a desperation, a true longing that consumes us to obtain more of what God is and who He is, rather than the ways of this world. Verse 7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." Understanding God's righteousness and the vast magnitude of His mercy that He provided to us in forgiving us, we should then surrender our will to His and want to show compassion, mercy, and forgiveness to those around us, just as God has called us to do. Verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." A pure heart is sincere and undivided, fully devoted to God. Sin clouds our vision of God. But when Jesus forgives us and the Holy Spirit restores our vision, we will be able to see God more clearly. And with that, we will desire His righteousness even more. Verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." God is the ultimate peacemaker. Through Jesus, He is reconciled to His enemies, the sinner, who is all of us. Jesus took our wrongdoing, our rejection, and our sin, and offers us in exchange for it forgiveness. As His disciples, we should be living in the same way, seeking to bring God's peace to others by sharing who He is and what He has done not only for us, but for them. Verse 10, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake." When we bring God's peace, we must also bring God's truth. And the truth is uncomfortable. People are sinful. They are separated from God, in need of His forgiveness. The world has always resisted this message, and they will resist and persecute us when we bring that to them. But we who are persecuted for living and speaking God's truth can take joy in knowing that we are walking the same path as Christ. Walking this way is not walking in the way of the world, but walking in the way of Jesus. And blessed are those who walk in it. This has been Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day.